Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts, and I'm so happy to welcome back Drew White to the show. Welcome back, Drew.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, Drew is a former pediatric oncology nurse, and he is now a modern wealth consultant, and really excited to talk to him today about what exactly that means. You'll have to go back and listen to his previous show where he shares all about his story, his journey from being in nursing school and being in medical school debt to living a life of abundance in real estate investing. And there's day trading along the way and all sorts of stuff. So it's a great story. Today, we're going to focus specifically on what you're doing today, Drew, which is using the infinite banking concept to help people grow and build their wealth and be their own banker. So let us start with, I want to start with the myths of infinite banking, because I certainly have had people tell me whole life insurance is it's not for real. Okay. Don't do it.
Go ahead and say it. Scam. Yeah.
It's a scam or whatever. It's not going to work. Why do people say that?
You know, a lot of times I ask people that say it if they've ever done it, because, you know, you can pounce on a theory and say it's bad, but do you know anyone that's done it, or have you ever used it yourself? I think, you know, one of the reasons that you already kind of touched on. So we use, a lot of people hear it, you know, whole life insurance is a bad investment, and they say investment. And I would agree, if you're talking about traditional whole life insurance, it's not a, you know, great product. What we're talking about is specifically designed whole life insurance that is, you know, set up more for cash value, less of a focus on insurance. And so, you know, I mean, we all have things like this in our life where we hear something said and repeated, and then we just accept that it's fact, right? You know, I mean, we don't get into it, but I used to do the same with Bitcoin. I thought all people who invested in Bitcoin were kind of losers, you know, and like, you know, I was not a fan. And then I read a book and was like, oh, I've just made an assumption about these people. I didn't understand at all what they were doing and what Bitcoin is about. And we all have kind of like, I would call like sacred cows like that. We just hear these things, we repeat them, and we think they're true. And so, and I think the traditional financial world, maybe not a fan of it because, well, they're used to this, the traditional financial advice. I don't know 100% why, but those are, you know, some of the reasons that I think, because I was skeptical too. And I was kind of like, whole life insurance? I don't know, when I first read it. So
for sure. Totally. And I mean, I think a healthy degree of skepticism whenever you are, you know, whenever there's anything involving making money or whatever, that's natural and normal. And, you know, and it's actually a good thing to have a healthy degree of skepticism, of course.
Yeah.
So tell me what it is that your strategy does, and how is it different than, you know, a poorly designed whole life insurance policy?
Sure. Yeah. So like the goal of it is to, you know, a traditional whole life insurance policy, you know, year one and two, you're going to have barely any cash value in it. And that's why people do rail on it, you know. And so specifically designed, though, you know, we're going to basically set up to where you're kind of like overfunding it up front so that you are building up cash value early. And then what you're going to see is, you know, you get control of that money, you can still use it right away. And then as the system goes on, and this is, I mentioned this on the longer episode, but, you know, we work with a lot with real estate investors or real estate investors and business owners because they can think long term. So what happens, you know, over a long time period is you start putting in a dollar, and you can turn around and loan yourself more than a dollar, you get rewarded over time. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to it over, you know, say storing, say you're a real estate investor and you're gonna store money in your bank for a deal. Well, number one, you know, the bank's gonna go out and use your money and they're gonna go make money with it and they're gonna lend it out 7 to 10 times. So, you know, your money's not even sitting there, they're keeping it in motion. Whereas if you put it, you know, in your system It's going to grow guaranteed tax-free plus dividends. And then you get, you know, most people are taught that money is an either or, right? So it's either in my savings account or it's in my real estate investment. No exceptions. Well, in this situation, you know, you can take a lien, you can take a loan on that money in your insurance policy, go put it to use in real estate, but you still get that uninterrupted compounding interest going on inside the policy because you're using the insurance company's money. I may have lost people. You can dial me back in if I did.
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay. I want to just back up a bit and just say, okay, so when people are not overfunding their whole life insurance policy, what are they doing? And why do they have a low cash value at first?
Yeah, they're just buying an insurance product. I mean, they're really focused on getting that whole life insurance product and they would be able to use some cash value later.
And so can you give me an example? Like say I wanted to get a whole life insurance policy for like, I don't know, $100,000. Mm-hmm. What would I need to put in to get that? And then why doesn't it, can you just go over it like an example?
I can go over kind of like how we would, I guess, design it. That's what you like, if you mean like.
Oh yeah, I was just trying to get a comparison, but you know. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Well, like if someone did a $100,000 traditional policy, I don't have the exact number because, you know, everybody's health is different, but you'd have very minimal cash value in that policy, you know, maybe a few thousand that you could use versus when it's overfunded, you're going to have a much larger pool. And we sit down with people and work on that specific situation. And then you can immediately put it to use though. So there's some people out there that are telling people, you know, I know how to set up infinite banking. Here's how you do it. And then they'll come to us and they'll say, well, we can't take a loan on this for like 4 or 5 years. And I'm like, that's not, you weren't set up with an infinite banking policy. You should be able to take a loan on it right away and use that money right away. So, you know, and you would overfund it, like say 100,000 for the first few years. And then as it gets really what we call efficient, you can dial that back, but you can, you know, you have a lot of flexibility. You can choose to keep putting 100 in or you can dial it back a little. So there's a lot of, that's the other thing is you have a lot of flexibility with the system.
Okay, cool. But the key concept is that you're getting to be the banker instead of what a bank usually does is they take your money that you've deposited with them and then they lend it out multiple times. And why the banking industry exists and is profitable. And what you're doing with the infinite banking is allowing the users to be their own bank and lend out that money, borrow it, and then reinvest it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know.
And it's still growing within the life insurance policy.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's like we talk about like if you're just say, you know, a simple way to use it is to, you know, use it. Still, we don't say don't use the bank's money, right? We're like still use the right now interest rates are cheap. So say you're just, you know, have money sitting in a savings account or a self-directed IRA, you know, for a down payment on a multifamily unit. You know, all we're saying is you'd be better off storing it in this location because you're going to get all these benefits. And then when you go put it to use, it's still going to grow tax-free, guaranteed, uninterrupted. Versus when you take it out of that savings or self-directed, you're not getting any more compounding. And your bank was maybe giving you 0.1% interest on that money anyway. So there's some, you know, benefits like that. And then the other concept that's really important that we focus on is that, you know, we kind of have a common enemy in inflation and rising taxation. And so, you know, this system, you know, if you add it to what you're already doing in real estate, you know, helps, you know, with combating that and keeping your money in motion because any money that's stagnant right now is losing value. I mean, they just reported 7% inflation. Some people think that's higher than that. And so if your money's just sitting there stagnant and not in motion, you're losing, right? So absolutely. I think it's Robert Kiyosaki that says savers are losers right now. And so that's the truth.
Trash is trash.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another concept that goes with infinite banking is very much this idea of keeping your money in motion.
For sure. Such an important investor mindset. Mm-hmm. So what was it that made you so passionate about infinite banking?
Yeah, I didn't understand money, what was going on with banks and what they were doing with our money, that, you know, a bank can go out and basically take your money and make a ton more money. And then for whatever reason, they're kicking me back 0.1% on the money I've lent them, basically. That's my deposit. I've lent it to them, right?
Yeah.
And that they're, you know, they're making all this money with my money. And then every time I want to use a large chunk, I'm getting, you know, 10 questions about what I want to do with my money. And I just realized it's a system that's not really, I guess, set up for the individual to win. And that, you know, really, and I thought, you know, okay, I'm saving, I'm doing well. And then I understood inflation better. And I understood using other people's money better and leverage. And so infinite banking, you know, it takes a lot of these concepts that I learned about real estate. And it's the same thing. You're still using leverage. You're still using other people's money because you're using the insurance company's money. And so, you know, and then it's a system that I feel like can help even the little guy win, you know, by recapturing money, or, you know, basically kind of recapturing money that was leaking out of their system to the banks. And so I'm just, you know, once, and I started doing it with our own money. Once I started doing our own money and seeing its effect and the power of it, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. So. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for taking some time to explain infinite banking, debunking some myths. And yeah, I loved it so much. So will you please share with the listeners, Drew, how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah. You can go to my website, www.ibcdrew.com. That stands for Infinite Banking Concept Drew.com. And they can book a call with me there. And I shared this on the long one too, but I'll share my phone number. It's 402-515-2692. If they want to chat, I'm always willing to pick up the phone.
Awesome. Well, I hope you reach out to Drew and check out what he's doing. Thanks so much for coming on again. We'll see you next time, Drew.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.